Marine Corps veteran Alan Smith has been at the Durham VA Medical Center for close to a week, recuperating from double knee replacement. But when he meets with his care team, they do more than just record his pulse or his blood pressure or the number of steps he takes in physical therapy. They also record his life story.
I'm going to get really close to you if that's okay with you.
Just before lunchtime, program coordinator Eves Marie Daly scooches her chair closer to Smith in his hospital room. He's in his wheelchair. She holds a small audio recorder. He talks about fighting in the jungles of Vietnam and a close encounter with Agent Orange.
Agent Orange might drop me. They spread it on like mist in the rain. Got killed everybody over there. They're still dying from it. But I'm still here. I don't know for how long, but I'm still here. I'll be 70 in December.
More than 1,000 veterans are sharing stories like this as they pass through VA medical centers around the country. It's part of a program called My Life, My Story. Dr. Christine Immler helps lead the project at the Durham VA. She says the project is all about creating connections similar to those made during active duty.
And then when they come back, a lot of times that's missing. And so how do we build that bond, that sense of belonging? And My Life, My Stories is one way to do that.
The Durham VA has enlisted volunteers to ask veterans if they would like to tell their stories. They sit with patients in the VA for an hour and talk about their lives. Mara Shergott is one of the volunteers. In the 8 months she's been doing it, she's heard stories of courage under fire, of lost comrades who never made it home, and inspiration from a military pioneer who was one of the Army's first African-American nurses.
When you're speaking with somebody who has jumped out of a plane in the middle of the night during a conflict, who left their family, left their friends, traveled all over the world, it's just a very humbling experience.
But there's more to this project than just recording these memories for posterity. The VA hopes that by hearing veterans' stories, doctors can provide better care. The stories are transcribed, summarized, and included in the patient's medical record. There, doctors like Christine Immler can read it and get to know the person they're treating beyond a diagnosis.
Did it change how I treated his blood pressure? Probably not, but it brought us closer.
Immler says a lot of patients are surprised when they're asked about their life stories. As the largest health system in the country, the VA isn't known for personalized care. The agency has spent years trying to reform itself after revelations that some veterans waited months for appointments and had to jump through numerous hoops before receiving care. According to an official VA report released in 2015, nearly 300,000 veterans died before making it through the process. Immler says My Life, My Story is a small part of the larger initiative to change the VA's culture.
These stories cause you to take a deep breath and look at the patient and really understand who they are and remember why most of us went into healthcare in the first place, which is to make a difference in people's lives.
I got two daughters and a son. Each one of my daughters has got three children. So all together there's four boys and two girls.
By the time Alan Smith's interview was done, he had spoken about his three marriages, years of work at a chemical company, and his transition back to civilian life while battling PTSD. He also took the time to mention how interactions like these at the VA made him feel.
I mean, they treat me good as gold.
My Life, My Story is active in 25 VAs and is expanding to all VAs across the country. In Durham, I'm Megan Kane reporting.